opportunity to see this Eagles offense for a third time being in this division, and then to have seen some of the things that other teams have been successful.
All right, well, the man we're talking about, LeSean McCoy, let's go over to the stadium.
LeSean, what can you say to the people that question you as a player with the games?
I like it like that because you really know who's really behind you. And for people to kind of criticize myself and the running game, I mean, we were 4-1 coming into the game. Now we're 5-1. I mean, I never lost confidence in myself and or the guys up front. I mean, you guys did or the people out there did. So I don't mind it. I got thick skin. I'm here to play ball. And the thing that really blows me away is if we weren't that good as a running team, then why is every team coming here stacking the box if we're not that good? But that's for you guys to write about and talk about and then the radios and all that. I don't mind it at all. I got thick skin.
What changed tonight? What was different?
Surprisingly, they kind of played a lot of too high, and they left the safety out the box, which was different. They paid for it. Then when they tried to move the safety down, it was too late. You got us, and we were in their groove. You're hitting running lanes. Chip did a great job today, too, of calling the plays. He got me so many one-on-one opportunities to make plays. And the guys up front just blew them off the ball the whole entire game. Sitting back there deep, looking at as the plays are developing and just seeing how the guys up front are blocking. Yeah, mate, as a running back, you feel good. You start getting your groove, and then now you can start picking them apart. Nick threw some dump passes. They made some play actions and made plays. So as an offense, I felt like we played well today.
How different was that view of the running lanes that maybe you had seen the first 5 weeks?
Obviously, it was obvious. It was a lot of room today, but that's going to pass. We're moving forward. Happy to get Lane back in there. I think every player in their second year is always the biggest jump that you really recognize, and I can see it in Lane. And it's the guys up front just really totally dominating. They made the right calls and played well. So definitely a lot more running lanes. And also myself, I feel like I made a lot more better decisions, like just hitting it. If it's going to be a hole or it's not going to be a hole, I'm just going to, take the most I can get, and just and there's some plays I feel like I left some yards out there, in open field. That's what I do best. And tonight they kind of got me more than I would like.
With all that, LeSean, how much is there a sense of satisfaction?
I mean, I leave myself out of it because I'm a competitor. I like to play, and I know I can play. I think I'm more satisfied just the team win. The first thing people want to talk about is, got the running game going. It's over 100 yards. But we're 5-1. We're 5-1 with me going over 100 or under 100. And that's what I'm here to really talk about because that's what matters.
Sean, how conscious were you of a view of what Dallas did?
How
conscious were you of what the Cowboys did before?
Well, you're always asking questions and trying to find out what's going on. They're playing at a high level right now, and we are too. So you kind of keep an eye out for Dallas. And we'll have our time to play them. So if they keep winning, we're going to keep winning. Eventually we'll get our square off, and we'll see what happens. Me gets the markup. No, I was joking.
Zach was saying when the game gets going, there's like a sense of calm. Over the whole offense, do you ever kind of get the feeling?
He's right because when the running game's going, that's what kind of makes the offense, because now you could go over top, get the play actions, then the safeties are so conscious of the run, when you're gashing them, that's the first thing you think about. And then once that happens, you leave the corners one-on-one with so much space out there to make plays, and that's how we really play. And that's once we get the running game going, then we have so many plays that passes that come off the run, where it's different options. And like tonight, the matchup with DRC and Ertz, just different matchups. And as a tight end, he's in a mismatch for a lot of people, even cornerbacks.
Sean, why was that sweep so effective tonight? You were able to get to the perimeter and hit on some big runs.
Well, we actually started off hitting them inside, under center a lot, if you notice that, a lot more than usual. Hit him inside, gashing him. So then anybody. I mean, if you're getting killed inside, you try to mush it in, which they're a wide nine type of team, and they kind of moved in and got the edges. I mean, with the tackles we have, they can really reach. And it's the guys up front. Like I said, they got to their keys so fast on the double blocks to the backers. I mean, they played good. Even the wide receivers had a lot of good blocks today.
To lose Darren, what's...
It's the same question, I guess. Just, I don't know the situation or the condition it is, but, I mean, he's a big-time player, and he makes me better. He takes the load off. You know, he has his own type of packages. We can make plays and gets in his own zone, and we're effective together. From special teams, that's another key thing about him is he does that so well. And then the passing game and in the running game. So, I mean, hopefully we can get him. I mean, that's tough.
All right, and speaking of Darren Sproles, the